I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and viral sensation, Melissa Nickerson.
Yeah.
Also with us, our producer, Andy Lara. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate you guys coming out on this balmy 74-degree day here in San Diego. I'm sorry that I threw that right in your face. I've been so cold for the last month. You guys don't... I'm not bragging. If you listen to this podcast, you guys know I've been so cold. I rust belted so hard for Christmas. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. We got lots to go to. I got a I got a Stranger Danger for you. I got... We got to talk about broken appliances. We got to talk about my weekend in Philly. We might get to talk about how Gen Z's not driving. We got a couple emails. We got a lot to go to. But Melissa, you first. You had said you had a big announcement.
Oh, I got a review. Well,
no, you said the big announcement.
No, you did this like last week.
What?
But I'll go ahead. I don't have a big announcement, but I'll plug Patreon.
What?
Leaving us hanging.
Melissa, I'm serious.
You teed it up before the show and everything.
Melissa, it's right there. You wrote it.
No.
Did I do this bit before?
Yes.
Oh, it feels fresh to me. Oh, man, I didn't even remember. But you do get a review for it. Guys, leave us reviews. It helps so much. It looks makes us look so validating. Validated.
It really impresses everyone. Only podcast I listen to. This is Dustin JD.
Yeah. They've only been with us. Kind of like me and you, Melissa.
I've never
the best,
been.
It's the
also,
best.
I'm sorry. I guess you'll never know.
It's the best if you've only been.
I've never been able to enjoy podcasts until I came across Dustin and Melissa's. Mm. I truly enjoy the friendly banter and heartwarming honesty and joy you share with all of us.
Oh.
Thank you for taking the time to share the good times and not so good times in your lives in such a relatable way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dustin.
Yeah, speaking of not so good times, let me tell you about Mel picking me up from the airport yesterday. What? Just kidding. It was a good time. Thank you for leave us reviews, please. I didn't tell you this. Someone this is an in-person book review I got recently.
Okay.
This is actually months ago. I didn't tell you this. We were outside. Taylor had just filmed her Netflix special in D.C., and I was outside handing out flyers, and then people were coming in for the next show. And then someone goes, Dustin Nickerson? She was coming to the show, and I go, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, she looked me in the eye, and she grabbed my hands, and she goes, you're booked, saved my marriage.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's very kind. I'm not even going to make a joke about that. It's just very sweet. I'm like... I think you might have guys just needed to read a marriage book together. Like any marriage book might have done it. But she's like, no, it was laughable. We related and we lived. It was great.
They're so like, we're gonna hang on.
So if you want to make your marriage work, read my book. That's
sweet. I also was going to
save your marriage. That book saved your marriage.
No, ugh,
almost ended. Almost ended our marriage.
Okay, so I'm plugging our Patreon Zoom.
Yeah, you are.
It is February 25th. And
it's another added day in February. It's a new one.
Yes, February
29th.
Yeah, you've heard of leap year. This is loop year, and it's there's a new day, February 25th. Yeah, so,
yes, and plugged
really good.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Plug of the Patreon there. Check out our Facebook group as well. It's very fun. Also, upcoming dates. This weekend, we just added a sixth show in Portland, Oregon. Portland is about to break the Dustin Nickerson comedy tickets in a market record. I think we actually already have. Good job, Portland. Way to go. I did this with Philly before. Let's guess how many times I've come to the Portland market. Hold on. Before, let me count them in my head before this is because I don't know if I can count like corporate gigs and stuff.
I don't think you should, but there have been quite a few.
Yeah, and that Salem one we're going to count too. Fish Fest.
Oh,
I did a big Christian music festival.
Of course.
You went on before...
Phil Wickham?
Newsboys. No, who's got the spiral drummer case?
Tommy Lee?
There's a Christian one that does
that. That sounds like Newsboys.
Yeah, I think it was Newsboys.
Yeah.
But I think they merged with
the setting.
Yeah. Jeremy Camp was there. We didn't have a trailer. We were the only one without a trailer.
We just walked around.
Your corner.
Yeah. And it was the classic like outdoor comedy or festival when people are like, did it go well? And they're like, it was so good. I was like, well, I would have never known because I could not engage with him at any time. I don't even want to count the number. It's over 10. I've toured.
Yeah.
Between, because I did them with Tim. I did theater dates with John there, or I did a big church with John there. Mm-hmm. I've done...
Taylor filmed her first special there.
I've done the Aladdin with Taylor. I've done Revolution Hall with Taylor. We did the big theater with Taylor, and we did the club there Taylor. I did the club there with Charlie Behrens at one time.
Old Church.
I did Old Church. I've done the club headlining twice. I mean, I've toured Portland so much. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love Portland. Apparently, it's such a dirty city. All these homeless people. Get over it, man. Just don't go. I don't love... Why do people have to have a hot take on every city?
Pretty sure this is just the residents.
Yeah. It's homeless people. Yeah. Great, don't go. Just don't go. I don't understand.
People do hate the West Coast.
People hate cities.
Yeah.
People, people like... You bring up Chicago. Everybody getting shot. Okay, don't go, man. Why does it matter? Yeah. Why does it bother you? Why does the city of Portland bother you? If you live in, I don't know, Tuscaloosa, you're cheering for Alabama. You got a nice Alabama. Why does it bother you? I don't know. I don't get it, man.
I just wish it didn't exist.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to be in Portland this weekend for six shows. After that, we're going to D.C., Grand Rapids, Spokane. We added a fourth show in Seattle on March 9th. I'm not going to add another show. That's too many shows for 2 days. Right now, I'm sitting on four shows in about 36 hours. So if you guys could just go to those, that would be great. Mm-hmm. We'll do a bigger venue next time. And after that, Syracuse, where I'm not popular. Rutherford, New Jersey, where I'm even less popular. Plenty of tickets available in the Northeast, everybody. We're working on building there. Other days, we got Fort Collins, Des Moines, Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville. More coming. That's what we got right now. Check them out. DustinNickerson.com.
Sorry.
Yes, that was a... I don't have it.
I don't either. Yeah.
That was a very 90s .com boom. Yeah.
Booking.com.
Yeah, booking.com. That might have been it. Yeah.
Might have been it.
All right. Alyssa's been on television before. It's true. We're going to talk about that a little bit, about Mel going viral, but are we?
Yeah.
Thanks for everyone coming out in Philly. Philly, I love you. I hate Philly. Philly, don't go crime-ridden. Homeless people, just relax. Just don't go. I don't know. I've gone on this rant with you guys so many times. It just always bothers me. I get it.
Well, and it always bothers them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's a more empathetic way. Maybe the way they feel about Philly is how I feel about them. But I don't feel that about where they live. It's just where you live. It's just a place. Mm-hmm. Just where, live where you want to live, man. Or, I don't know. I'm moving on.
Live where you can afford to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philly's great. Love Philly. Crowds were amazing. Thank you for coming out, everybody. We had a great time. Sold out a couple shows. Did 5 total. Did some radio. I walked around the city. It was nice. It was actually kind of warm and pleasant there. Saw Outsko and her husband, mm-hmm. Ryan. The comedian was there. We went and had a lunch. Had a little, had some, we went to a Korean, Panera? Korean place,
fun
called Panera. No,
you got the Korean salad.
I got the Korean salad at Panera. No, we went to a Korean place. It was very good. I got, I'm looking at you.
Bibimbap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a little soup situation. Yep. It was delicious. So good.
Nice.
And it had an egg on it. Oh, gosh, I love an egg on food. I'm in my egg era.
Put an egg on it.
Put an egg on it. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
A hard-boiled egg, because, you know, over this summer in Europe, coincidentally, I discovered ramen. So I'm firmly in a ramen time of my life.
Wabamama.
We went so much when we were... it was just a reliable place, and we were in the cities, we were in Europe, and then we're like, oh my gosh, this is in New York.
Also, you just cannot eat fish and chips more than once
fish
in
and
London.
It's garbage. You're like, all right, we'll get some fish and chips. It's their thing. You're like, still gross. It's not enjoyable.
So, Wabba Mama.
I just throw an egg on a ramen or a soup or a rice. It's the best part of the meal.
Yeah.
Especially when you can't have dairy.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like creamy.
Oh.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you get that yolk just right.
Outsko told me, she's like, you know, I was like, I was going on a big rant about how much I love eggs. She's like, you know, you can order extra eggs on these if you want. And I was like, I don't know if it'd be a special if there's more than one.
Get me 3.
Yeah.
It's more like you're putting the food as the topping on the egg. And that's a different scenario.
I like it in there. I like a hard-boiled egg. They a lot now, you can get them with like a little pepper salt situation on them, which is great. Mm-hmm. Some places sell that. Where you can get a little, just comes with a little packet, a little dip in it.
The gas station?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they have like a little dipping thing where you can put it on there.
Yeah.
Some places they serve it like that. It's delicious. What I hate though is a deviled egg. I can't stand a deviled egg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love deviled eggs.
You really do.
Yeah. But I mean, they're adding mayo.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like it though. It's a texture thing. It's real weird. Hmm. You like the way that feels in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah. No?
Yeah, not at all. Yeah,
really?
like a nice soft food.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just preparing for my 80s.
I understand why it bugs you.
It feels like it's alive in your mouth.
Parlay.
I don't like sushi either.
No, I like some. I don't like a slimy food.
So
yeah, because like deviled eggs are kind of just mushy. Like they're not mushy and
oysters.
Little spongy.
No, you can't do oysters.
I can do some. Oysters are more chewy.
Have you ever done a deviled egg with some bacon on it though? So it's got a little crispy texture.
That's cheating. That's like putting money
on it. No, they put that.
Of course,
or a fried deviled egg, where they fry the egg white and then put the
thing in
it. Is
that still deviled at that point? What makes it deviled?
Devilish.
Yeah.
What qualifies it? I think it's the yolk.
When does an egg become deviled?
The yolk getting all fancy.
That's deviled.
So all that stuff in
there.
But sometimes it has bacon in the yolk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
The rest. Like, pipe that on.
The rest of your life, you only get one egg dish. One type of dish. One egg dish for the rest of your life. Not dish with eggs in it. Not like baking or anything like that, you know, like, but one egg dish. What's it going to be?
I'm thinking Dutch babies because I just
made
those.
Well, Dutch babies are.
Yeah.
But there's not.
There's not eggs in those.
No, but that's not an egg dish.
Fine.
I literally qualified that, Melissa, saying it not baking. Not something that has eggs in it, but an egg-based dish.
Over easy eggs.
Over easy eggs.
Yeah.
Is the nod for you.
That's what
Great choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
you're doing that soft-boiled thing?
Soft-boiled on my ramen. Is nice. Scrambled eggs have always been there for me. I probably gotta go. Well, now that I can't do cheese, scrambled's not quite as good.
Yeah.
You
know?
Did you need a little dairy in there?
Yeah, I like an avocado toast with a poached egg on it, but I don't eat that often. I'm probably...
If you have an over-easy egg, you can add it to stuff.
I have to go with scrambled eggs, because scrambled eggs have just been such a big part of my whole life. What about you? Nice. One egg dish your whole life.
So there's a Filipino dish where it's you take a Japanese eggplant, and then you cook it, and then flatten it down, and then you put scrambled eggs on that.
Okay.
So then it's like a scrambled egg. I can't remember the Filipino name. Something to log.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you won't know it. But anyhow, for all my Filipinos out there, they'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll know for sure.
I want to hear you guys get on that Facebook group right now, everybody, and tell me you get one egg dish for the rest of your life. What's
it
going to be?
Is it savory? Or...
Yeah, it's savory.
Yeah, it's savory.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
And the eggplant just gives a little like soft texture, but you can mix in anything you want with it, mushrooms, just like any other omelet. So it's like an eggplant omelet, essentially.
Let's get some details on this. You want to Google that? Mel's looking now because Mel wants to know.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, Mel loves... Mel's a great cook. Mel, she doesn't receive compliments well. But yeah, you're a great cook. We had a French dip last night.
Oh, thanks.
And Mel made, I keep calling them...
I made Dutch babies.
You made hush puppies?
Or...
Dutch babies.
German pancakes.
There it is. Got it. Tortang to log.
Oh, that's my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Dagalong.
Dagalong.
There's a nice looking picture of it. See that? See?
Oh, it looks really good.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do you think Swami says that?
Gosh, I mean, San Diego Swamis. I mean, the pop, you know, if we keep moving in the direction we're going, we'll have
fusion
Filipino love in sure.
So there is egg in that.
Yeah.
It's essentially, you
fan out the omelet after you kind of char it and then steam it, and then you use a fork and kind of split it open.
Yeah,
and then you pour scrambled eggs into it, and it basically creates like an omelet. You just flip it, and then there you go. Serve with some rice. Oof.
You know what I did is. I made the kids breakfast quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same kind of thing.
Kids have to, they're going to be the worst adults.
So it's a quesadilla folded up with an egg in it. So the egg's flat and then you put the tortilla on it and then you flip it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I had to redeem myself because about 2 weeks ago on a Friday, I tried to pull off chicken spaghetti. And I don't think anyone took a bite of it.
The kids these days, they will not touch a casserole.
And I thought I could pull it off because, you know, you pick it up with tongs. It's noodles. The girls love noodles. They like chicken. They do not like chicken spaghetti. And
I'm gonna make a case, though. I think chicken spaghetti is hard. I don't like the idea of chicken in spaghetti. The only chicken for me that works in a pasta dish is like a... chicken
like
parmesan or like a ziti. But if it's like spaghetti and chicken in my mind, that's weird. I don't want to eat it.
Well, my kids don't like shredded chicken either, like from a crock pot or something. They want like seared chicken, you know?
Yeah. I love my children.
Thank you, food shows.
I love my children, but there are elements of their personalities that I hate. Like, what do you mean? You eat what's
shredded
for
chicken.
You eat what you have.
The other issue is, maybe some parents can relate to this. If you have a teenager who can drive, he's going to the soccer games and getting ramen, and he's gone.
Well, he has a little income stream, too.
Well,
you know.
I think a teenage boy, they get food a lot.
Yeah.
As a teenage girl, we didn't get food so much.
You gotta stay skinny.
I was gonna make an
eating disorder.
Yeah, but
reference.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I was trying to...
Yeah.
We just we got Slurpees and hot chocolates.
Yeah.
We weren't getting full meals often, the girls, the teen girls. But so our son's gone a lot. He's very busy social calendar.
Yeah.
And then my daughters are hungry when they get home at 2:30 and 3:30.
Uh-huh.
So they kind of just eat. And so then I spend hours making this meal. And we talked to the patrons about it. And it was just a swing and a miss because it's not, it's a tough texture for them.
This is spaghetti with chicken or this is a casserole situation?
So I thought I was fine because it was a Pioneer Woman recipe and she has a huge family.
Mm-hmm.
But they live in Oklahoma and she said this is the one casserole my husband will eat. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to stick with casseroles, you kind of stick with the baked ziti, it's like lasagna essentially. Or maybe enchiladas. Maybe your children will eat enchiladas. But the casserole family is pour some creamy, maybe it's the cream of chicken or whatever, over a starch and a protein, and then you throw some cheese on top.
Okay.
And those do not go over super well anymore. And I just thought, because the girls love pasta, and yeah. I try and make like pasta when you're gone, because you know no adult needs to eat like five servings of chicken spaghetti. No. But that's what I ate the
yeah.
weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels Pioneer Woman and like 10 servings yeah. of yeah. chicken spaghetti.
We had so much chicken spaghetti and nobody would touch it. But thankfully, I had set aside some pasta and chicken and they will eat it like that.
Okay.
Separate.
Yeah.
They just didn't. They didn't know. They didn't like, it. They ate all afternoon. They weren't yeah. hungry. My teenage daughter tried to fake a lactose. she's like, I had some yogurt this afternoon and I feel terrible.
Yeah. I think modern parents yeah. are less willing to fight. Actually, this is an interesting
thought. It's not that we're less willing to fight. It's that we've been told that like food stuff is not a battle of wills.
Right, right.
You know, to get in.
Yeah.
Because like disordered eating yeah. and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think about it in a different...
There's more autonomy yeah. for children.
Yeah. I do think modern parents are less willing to fight the meal battles because we just know it's not worth it. You're like, I just need you to eat. Like, this yeah. will get eaten.
Well,
I made this food. I like this food. I'll eat it. I just need you to eat and move
forward. It's a battle
forward.
Of wills because, like, you cannot force someone to eat something.
No. And not that's not going to
anymore
produce.
He can't.
I made the mistake of letting them watch tons of food game shows now. So now they just critique everything.
Yeah.
And it's like a game, but the stuff yes. like, this is undercooked. I'm like, you will eat that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like food
I didn't
critics.
Order this.
Yeah.
Order?
Food
yeah.
critics. Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah. Kids these days, they yeah. do have, because of the internet, they have such a, they're such foodies. They're just, I mean.
What is it?
Two of our kids have taken culinary in high school and they watch food shows and stuff. So they'll be like.
Yeah.
They like come home and cook and
what's the American Idol? It's
yeah.
like it's a no for me dog.
It's a no for like, me dog, yeah.
You're like, I actually don't need
yeah.
like I guess the biggest compliment that I get from the kids is when I made those Dutch babies, my teenagers were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hide them from the cat because he will eat them.
Fritter is the only non-picky eater in our house.
He's 18.
Me and Fritter actually.
He will eat anything on the yeah. floor or on the counter. And so I like covered everything up and I went to the airport to get you. And when I came home, I made three Dutch babies, which is about 12 servings.
Mm-hmm.
We came home.
Gone.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing left.
No, except the dishes and a bunch of powdered sugar on the counter.
Syrup.
And you're like,
plates.
Guys, you guys could have. This is
yeah.
this is a
so
thing.
So that was their version of that was great, Mom.
This is a thing yeah. that that is really irking me right now with our teens is if they mess up, like I'm not saying like spilled milk, like they do something wrong.
Yeah.
And then you get upset and point out their wrongness. They'll be like, don't flip out. Like, why are you just tell me. Just tell me what to do, or just you could have just
you
said
just
that.
Said that.
You could have just said that, and you're like, you're in the wrong here, not me. Why you just come home and you just yell at me?
Well, that is.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just showing that you're being.
It's giving, Dustin.
Now. Full
this
circle,
happens
though.
With us.
This
too.
Happens with us.
Just say it like that.
Just say it like that.
And you're like. Actually,
you messed up here. You.
But it is a very easy way to project it on the other person.
Yeah, it is.
And I
yeah.
get that.
Just say
I,
that. Just
I
do that.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because what they're feeling in the moment mm-hmm. is annoyed that they made a mistake and da-da-da-da-da, and they're just trying to get out of it. But mm-hmm. also, this is on you. This is me being upset about you doing something wrong or not doing what I told you to do is what we call in the business a natural consequence.
Yeah.
I'm not mm-hmm. going to be like, ha ha, awesome. You didn't do what I asked you to do four times. Hey, let me positive reinforce this. Hey,
yeah.
I already tried the nice way.
Also, yeah. Meal times are hard because we're talking about food and lining up expectations and.
Mm-hmm.
positive comments.
Yeah.
You know, because yesterday I text our son. I'm like, we're eating at 6. And then, because the girls had two things in between 6.
Yeah.
And then I went with you for like the 10th pickup of one of our daughters. And then the food wasn't ready until 6:20 because I went with you. And then our son was trying to get to his thing. And then our daughter had to get to her thing. And we tried so hard to like sit down, the five of us, and eat. And we did, but it was like late and rushed. And it's just hard.
Yeah.
It's like we want to eat together in theory, but then we kept snacking. We were so hungry.
We were so hungry because it was pretty late.
And
if you want to know what parenting is, parenting is sitting down at a family meal in like 20 minutes and being like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm supposed to be grateful and attentive in these moments because they're fleeting and there'll be a time that I wish they were still here. But right now, I'm running on 6 hours of bad sleep in between 4 different activities and all 3 children are upset with the meal.
And in my head, I'm like, we just went through a loaf and a half of sourdough. Like, where's all the bread? Like, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's diminished in air and we're out of food again. And it's just normal.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, two athletes.
Yeah.
Full grown athletes.
It's hard to just be like, big smile on your face. Like, oh, grateful moment. These are the days.
It's like 3 pounds of shredded beef here.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
Yeah. As you see the cat jump onto the stove and then you see the dishes piling up. You're like,
yeah.
Grateful.
Just, grateful.
These are the moments.
It's just, it's an excessive amount of resources.
Yeah. The caricature, the Norman Rockwell is a
wholesome moment.
And don't get me wrong, the family meals are great, but they're very stressful, you know. That's like there's this great interview of Aretha Franklin. Have you ever seen it where she goes like, what's the hardest part about your life? She's like, just trying to find out what to cook each night.
Yeah.
Just asking myself, what am I making for dinner? Yeah. Well, even like our girls get hyped. And so Gloria started doing some really loud song.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like the fourth night in a row. Like, could you just lower your volume? Because that's stressing me out. And then our little one like got hyped and performed for us and then was hungry 20 minutes later after we put all the food away.
Yeah. We sat down and watched Animaniacs. She's like, can I get some popcorn? No.
Dinner was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I had a full announcement last night before a show. I'm like, okay, by the way, let me make it known. We're done eating.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
The only thing coming next is sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once the TV turns on, they're like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Listen, I get it. I really, they're like, this would be nice with a.
That'd be great.
You know what? Yeah. No, we sit down and watch Arrested Development. I was like, I could use a little something.
Little ice cream.
Is there beer in there?
4 bowls of Skinny Pop.
Can someone give me some Skinny Pop and a beer, please?
I do want 4 cuties right now.
Yes. With the cuties that you like to, I like to peel them all in advance too. Do you
pre-peeled?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you can just shovel them in.
Yeah.
It's the only way to eat them. Cuties are a little more versatile though. That's the way to eat that. I was thinking about how terrible just eating a peeled orange is.
We bought oranges lately, and I'm like, why did we leave cuties?
Yeah.
That was obviously.
Well, the way to eat oranges is to slice them.
Yeah.
Like, that's an unbelievable experience.
But we had some old sliced oranges.
Yeah.
Some old oranges that we need to slice and get rid of.
But I've told you.
Cannot get them out of the peel.
Yeah. But that's what I've told you. The reason that that is so good is because an orange is best from the inside out. You want to eat at the center of the orange. That's where it's good. But when you look on the orange has 2 bad layers, the peel and then the white skin.
And then the second peel.
Like, it looks like a mummy.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, this looks terrible.
It's still peeled.
It's still in a peel. Then you got
the orange cocoon. Segments
like,
are really...
I recently cut my nails. It burns. Oh, it burns. I hate it so much. Oranges are not worth it. But slice. Delicious. You can do the monkey face to hit.
And then your hands are covered in like a powder of
I mean, they're
orange.
Cleaned. They're sanitized practically by the time you're done eating them.
Yeah, like, it's hilarious. You're like, all right, now I got to wash my hands and a knife. Or a knife, yeah. So, yeah, I don't, no. I mean, if I see an orange, my bigger temptation is to throw it at somebody than to eat it. Because an orange is a good throw, you know.
80.
It's got a good grip. Yeah, it's like a it's like a small little shot put. It's nature's shot put is what I've always called oranges. Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh boy.
Your phone, your laptop. Your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know. You all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This text.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Aww.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that makes sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark Technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up? And how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
I was going to, I got a couple things I want to tell you. I got to tell you a stranger danger on a plane. And I'm going to tell the listeners are in advance that this is going to have a bleeped F-bomb in it, just so I can tell the story correctly. I know this is a clean podcast, but okay. So I get on a, I'm flying from Philly to San Diego.
Okay.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm. And there's two big groups. And one is like a bunch of like 40-year-old salesmen. Brutal group. Hate them. They all know each other. You see this on planes.
Well, they're excited. They're going to San Diego.
No, yeah. You see this sometimes on planes where they all know each other, because you'll be next to someone and they're like, greeting everybody. Hey, I bet you're going to have a drink.
I've done that with travel sports teams.
When you know it's fun. When you know everybody. That's what you're saying. Oh, you're going to get a middle seat? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah. Banter. Mm-hmm.
And then in the back of the plane where I'm at, it's like a group of bros. And I kid you not, 20 bros. There's just, I'm surrounded
by. It's a bro convention.
It's a bro, yeah, exactly. It's a bro ha-ha. They're all, and I'm like, I'm literally in, I'm like the
you're
only.
One of them.
I am. I like I. It's me, two bros to my left, three bros across, six. I'm surrounded by bros, and they're doing Shane Gillis bits. Where'd you get that cheese, Danny? Like they're just doing. They're just doing memes. I'm like
memes and Shane Gillis
and Shane Gillis bits, and I love Shane. I think he's the best comic on the planet right now. But like, or one of, he's unbelievable. And I was like, I am in hell right now. This is awful. It's just too much energy at 8 a.m. And but the good news is, bros have no worries in life, and so they fall asleep very quickly. Bros got nothing to be anxious about. Life is good. They're just like peace. In there out. Now, I hate these bros. The whole flight though, because they're loud and they're like high fiving. They're like
phones.
Laughing. They're having a good time. And now, someone on this flight in our area won't stop farting.
I knew you were gonna say this.
You knew that?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Just
okay.
The
well,
way
the
you were, the setup and the way you were moving your head, I was like. This is farts.
I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's one of the bros, but I'm like, the sign that someone's farting is I'll do this. Like this happens on planes. One of the big sometimes perks, but mostly flaws of a flight is it's farters anonymous up there. You never know. You couldn't track that down. There's no way to trace it to anybody.
Sure.
How do you trace who farts?
No, everyone's seated close together.
It could be anybody. It could be anybody. You're just basing it on body language. And you're like, does he look uncomfortable? Does he? Like, did you see him do this? And then you're like, oh, no. And it's really bad. Like, someone is ripping death up there. It is leaking a toxin. And
cabin.
Bros are expressive.
Yes.
And they are getting mad.
Yeah.
There's like 10 bros like who are like, bro, they're like starting to get angry.
They want to fight.
Bro gets so mad. They're getting mad, angry. And they're like, everyone's like, dude. They're not saying anything. But and finally, like, this is like an hour and a half into a flight. The bro right behind me gets up in the aisle and goes, someone needs to quit farting.
They nominated someone.
He like just made an announcement to our...
To a whole plane?
To a whole plane. And it crushed. We were all laughing, and then like the rest of the bros started clapping.
Because you're ruining our trip.
The worst thing you can do to a bro is ruin the vibe. So someone has ruined the vibe, and the bro just snapped. He's like, dude, I'm up here just drinking with my bros on the plane. We're all watching movies. We're all doing Shane Gillis bits. Someone won't quit farting. It's the funniest thing that I can remember happening on a plane. I laughed out loud.
Did the farting continue?
Not that I noticed.
Did they applause when they landed?
No. It was but I did notice about 8 minutes later, like a guy get up and go to the bathroom kind of, and I was like, I wonder if it was him. I wonder if
it's
it
like,
was, and
noted.
He was in there for a little bit, and I was like, I mean, you got it gross, but it's a 5-hour flight, man. You got it. Yeah. Pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, the bro announcement.
Yeah. And then while I was gone, I had a great time in Philly. My understanding is that you did laundry all week.
I fought the washing machine again.
Yeah, you know, Melissa is the older you get, the more you relate to the dad in Christmas Story with the furnace.
It goes down to the furnace.
Yeah,
to fight. Yeah, that's me in the washing machine.
Yeah,
And so I knew our week coming up, so. I had this window, and I did 5 loads of laundry at our laundromat in under 2 hours, and then I spent the rest of the day putting it away.
Yeah.
I just had to bite the bullet because I needed, like, we ran out of washcloths Wednesday. Because I was trying to do laundry during the flash flood.
Our kids have too good a skincare routines. So you're like, gosh, these washcloths.
We go through a lot of washcloths.
I saw them all stacked up. Yeah.
And so by Saturday morning, I was like, I would really like to wash my face.
Yeah.
And I had bought the little one, like, more socks and underwear because I just,
the
you know.
The little one.
I started giving her my socks, and I was like,
I was using the socks for washcloths. I was, you know.
It was bad.
It was rough.
So, really anyway.
Well, you want to know what adulthood is? Death, taxes, and laundry.
Mm-hmm. Especially in January.
Yeah. Laundry is truly the through line of your adult life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a constant.
It's just so much.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what? It's the same thing with food. The kids get full-sized, and then those jeans and those sweats and those PJ pants are huge.
It's not the same, though, because food gives you the payoff of a meal at the end. Laundry doesn't. You just get your clothes
to wear. I just mean, like, their clothes are adult size.
Yeah.
So, and they wear a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that our kids couldn't do their own laundry, but they couldn't jimmy rig our washing machine the way I have to get it to work.
It just...
So,
Laundry... The reason that laundry is such a frustrating chore is it's never over.
It
just keeps coming. It's just
eventually begin.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Adulthood.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It just is.
Laundry is truly
omnipotent.
Laundry is the Yahweh of chores. It has no beginning.
Yes.
It has no end. Uh-huh. Laundry is. It just goes on forever. It never...
It's infinite.
It infinite. Laundry...
It was there before time. It will be there after time.
Death, taxes, laundry.
Yep.
That is your adult life.
And dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay on laundry with me. We're doing a bit, Mel.
Anyway.
Stay
listen,
in the bit, Mel.
Southeast Asia, there are no dishes, just banana leaves.
Stay on the laundry bit, Mel.
Sorry.
Quit changing topics.
I want to talk about dishes.
You did it twice.
Sorry.
I don't care.
I'm sorry.
No, it's just funny. It's not that they apologize for it. It's just funny. Because I was like, laundry, and you're like, and cookie. And I'm like, no, back to laundry. And you're like, and dishes. Like, no, we're doing a laundry bit, Mel. We're trying to get the laundry clip, Mel. Do you not? Can I see how I got up? Trying to get the clip, Mel.
Forgive me.
Did you start the clock?
And vacuuming. What? I think... I think we got it.
Just pick it back up. Yeah, laundry. Sorry.
No, it's
I'm
fine.
Without,
no,
I'm without
it's,
words.
It's hilarious. Mel, when we got here today, Mel goes, I really need that Gibraltar.
I know.
It's funny. We went to bed way earlier than we did last night, too. That's another
I'm
part
just
of adulthood.
Lagging.
That's
I'm
another.
Just lagging.
I'm lagging.
Okay.
That's another part of it. I was thinking about that. Like, I was thinking about this morning when, like, you're a teenager, 4 hours of sleep feels like 9 hours of sleep. But as an adult, 9 hours of sleep feels like 4 hours of sleep. It just doesn't matter how much sleep you get. It just feels the same.
Yeah.
You use a term. We had a hotel stay a couple weeks ago, months ago, downtown here. We just went out for the night, went to Prohibition. We had a great time, saw a live band. It was great. And then you had a good sleep, and you said it was a restorative sleep. Which was, you've never said that in your adult life, but
I think
it's the one restorative sleep you've had.
I do think as parents and in the month of December, if you get like one night of restorative sleep, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean,
you're like Boba Fett going back into his chamber.
Yes. We all need chambers.
I like it. I was thinking about, I fell asleep thinking about you last night I love your little... things. I love your little processes. I never know that word. I love your little systems. I love your little ways that you do things.
I know. I was telling you yesterday, I was like, I got the 1099s in this folder.
Yeah.
And this one goes to the government. This one comes to our...
Yeah. Here's
the state. This is a little...
Here's the difference between you and me. If you have an episode like this where you're not like at your fastest, unlike me, you're still very charming. and lovely and nice to listen to. When I'm not here, if I'm not in a conversation, I'm like dead. It was like, dude, that guy is the worst personality. I've had like, I'll fall asleep during meals or so, you know, or like, it's just like,
when the, it's a narcolepsy.
I remember one time we were at the Comedy Store, me, you, Emily the Booker, Laura Peake, and it was like a celebration. It was something
that was
good.
After our book came out and after we did Corden.
Yeah.
And you nosedived. That was the night you found out you had a dairy allergy.
That's true. But I was like, but that's a thing, like particularly with ADHD, but like I'll just crash. Like, I cannot focus. I mean, it is like.
Yeah. You did that last night when you fell asleep on the bed.
Did I fall asleep on the bed last night?
Like.
Oh, yeah. I just let it hit now. That's like.
Yeah. You just slept around the clean laundry.
Yes.
Like, you just folded your legs.
Yeah. And I've noticed that at least, maybe it's an ADHD thing. Maybe it's not. Every once in a while when I feel a real, I mean, I don't. I've told you.
Hit a wall.
It's not a wall. I can't keep my eyes open. It feels like my body is shut down, and it feels like I just have a reboot cycle that I need to run, and that's what I realized. I just, if I can, you can't always do it, just lay in the bed and let it hit, and it kind of runs for about 20 minutes, and then I'm back.
Recharge.
I'm like an old school computer that you got to restart with your foot on the ground, you know?
The tower.
A little switch with your toe.
These teens don't know, we used to start our computers with our foot. It's not on my phone.
Thank you. No, that has never entered my mind again.
Yeah, until now. Yeah, yeah.
So true.
These kids don't know, man. You start this thing with a toe. and that's me. Oh, speaking of how charming you guys, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Mel went viral this week.
Woo!
Mel went super viral. I mean, the dream. You got posted on 30AF in the last year you were eligible.
I am close to 40 AF. I am so close.
You got in late. Your last year of eligibility, mom got posted at 30 AF.
That was a big moment for me. Yeah.
Mel went super viral this week. If you didn't see it, Mel had a
millions did.
Mel had a wardrobe malfunction at Target where her bodysuit.
Yes.
Was out in the back, party in the, or what is
Unhinged.
It? Business up front, party in the back.
Yes.
Big Mel's big viral moment. And this, the question is, and Annie, we want to clip this up actually. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, so the question is, if you would have seen Mel in this Target with that wardrobe malfunction, would you have said something? The comments, everyone is saying in the comments that they would.
Girl code, they would.
I would have told them, well, here, I'm here to tell you, nobody did.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did, and they had an opportunity. Now, in a little bit, we'll talk about why you think they did.
I think there was one person that could have done it.
Yeah?
However. Well,
let's talk about the details of that event in a second.
Yeah.
The question is would you have done it? And I will say this, now this is as a man, and then I want to hear your take as a woman. I would have never. Under no circumstance would I tell a woman, or really a guy, in any scenario about a wardrobe malfunction. But I also won't tell people about a gum, like if they need gum. I won't tell them bad breath. I won't tell them anything. I'm a people pleaser. I don't want them to be insulted. But I know this is different.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I would never as a guy is I... Honestly, that's not the weirdest thing I've ever seen someone wear in public. If that could have been a choice, because
you're young
and you look younger than you are too, so they might be like, maybe this is the fashion these days.
Yeah, was this intentional?
Yeah.
But what happened was I do Target pickups where they just bring out your stuff to the car.
Yeah.
But then I had this item in my car that I was like. I got to get my $11 back.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I had like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go return this.
Yeah.
And so I canceled the Target pickup, parked, walked in. I walked the whole parking lot.
Yeah.
The back of the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
My bodysuit was out in the back. I went in the Target. I go to the main registers, like the returns, pickup.
Uh-huh.
Remember people used to do gift registries? That's the area.
Oh, yeah.
And I wait, and I'm like, I got to pick this up,
yeah.
And I'm going to return this.
Yeah.
And So I'm just in the central area.
Yeah.
Like where all the checkouts are. And I think the only person that could have done it would have been the employee who returned my item.
Yeah.
But otherwise, everyone was just staring.
Right.
I can't believe she's doing this for 15 minutes I was in the store.
Well, I would go ahead.
Okay, so then I
mean, 15 minutes is a long time to say something. You weren't in lines.
Get my items. I walk the whole parking lot. I get my car, drive home. Someone's around our house and like a walker.
Yeah.
And I'm carrying my Target bags and I kind of see her do a double take and it kind of sets like, what? And then put my Target bags down and I do like a, oh.
Yeah.
And my tail is out.
My tail is out. Whale tail.
And then I come inside. I'm laughing. And then you start.
Yeah.
You ask me what happened and you video it. And it's just, I'm so embarrassed.
I thought, my first thought when I saw is that you were, you had the NHL team, the Whalers logo in the back. You get that reference.
I did.
I would have never said anything under any circumstance would I have ever said anything. But the question is, would you have said something to a stranger?
If I was behind them in line, I would, if I had the opportunity to quietly say, I don't know if you want it like this, but your bodysuit's out.
Yeah.
Because it's tucked in the front.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Right? That's a fair point. When you're like, hey, it's tucked in the front, you're like, But even you saying it a little diplomatically, because it is...
And you have to do it quiet.
It's a high-risk, high-reward type scenario, because the reward is very fulfilling. Someone's like, oh my gosh, thank you. But the risk is like, how dare you? And that's why I would never say it. But I'm a selfish person, I guess.
But the funny thing was, I go to that Target pickup weekly in a black hat, a black coffee shop t-shirt, black leggings.
Yeah.
They'll never know it was me because I was dressed up.
You've never looked that nice in a Target
and
before.
So the funny thing is I was like, man, I'm looking nice. I got makeup on, my hair's done. And so I was carrying myself like, I know, this is a nice outfit for Target.
Well,
and it was a nice outfit. I've never worn trouser pants before. And we got them in London, actually. I was trying them on.
Do you feel like the women of Target failed you?
Yes. And as a Target woman, that hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'll tell you, it's still, even as is, would have been the classiest outfit in Walmart.
100%. 100%.
People in Walmart be like, all right. People in Walmart be like, I'm wearing my actual thong. With the flip-flops, thongs and thongs.
I got triple thongs on.
Yeah, thong squared. Off to get an $80 TV.
Nobody would have blinked in Walmart.
No.
So it was fun. It was funny that it happened.
If you would have worn that to Walmart, they thought you were like here to audit Walmart.
Tax collector.
Oh, the brass is here. The suits.
So it's been a moment. Yeah. I rode a high of just like virality.
Yeah.
But then all my problems were still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
Yep.
My favorite comment on there is someone goes, why are those couches so close together? Because it is.
It's a tight, it's a tight space.
It's a combined like 15, 20 million views of one angle of our living room.
Well, people know this. If you have a big family, you have to buy an L-shaped couch. Two couches next to each other. It's a fake L-shaped couch.
Yeah.
At least I had that couch cover on it.
The key is you have a couch. Yeah. Hey, the key is every family needs a right angle in their living room. That's the key.
Yes.
Anyways. All right, let's do an email and get out of here. Okay, this is an email.
Okay.
This is from Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I can't tell you how happy I am for you that you pursued your dream of being a comedian. I like to think that I was instrumental in this accomplishment, giving you what I think was one of your very first gigs. The truth, as we both know, was that stage I put you on was a challenge, to say the least. Let's recap. You know what this is?
I do.
I performed at my 10-year high school reunion. Wow. This is it.
And he wasn't in a band.
Yeah. Your payment was free admission to the event. Which, to be fair, you suggested. That's because I didn't feel good taking money about it. The audience at our 10-year high school reunion was made up of mostly people that weren't in the circles you or I hung out in. They were so rude in their inability to listen to you, yet you went through your set like a pro. I was cringing the entire time. Trying to be a great audience member while simultaneously giving death stares and shushing the same people that received the same looks and stares at Decatur when we were teenagers. So to know you are thriving in all ways, especially as a successful comedian, has relieved mortification and anxiety I felt for 9 years following that night. Well done, my friend. Thanks for being making it big despite that fateful event evening in Ballard.
Yeah.
I've told this story many times. People go, what is your worst gig? And that's actually my second worst. The worst is getting booed off stage at a college, but I've told that before and I'll tell it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty rough, bombing in front, because I was like, I barely known at that high school.
And they're like, who are you?
I didn't even really have a shot to do well. It was almost like one of those gigs that's like, did you bomb? I was like, it's almost like it didn't happen. And I was also like a year into comedy. Yeah. I mean, I was very, very new.
We just happened to be up there, too.
Yeah.
We were like, okay.
2 days later, I officiated my grandma's funeral, and I got more laughs at that. I had a better set at my grandma's funeral than I did my high school reunion. So, anyways, yeah. 4 sold-out shows in Seattle. Check them out, baby.
Or Portland.
Bye.
Okay.
Seattle, where I'm from. You missed the game,
Neely, baby.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's our $25 a month and up, our highest level. Thank you guys so much for, being such great people. You're not just a great patron, you're a great person. So thank you. And you are?
Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Dan and Chelsea Morell.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Lara.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carose.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Kelly Capen. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to keep that one. I messed it up, but I don't want to retake this. Are you guys ready? Here, I know it. Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Minna.
And Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much for being the best.
Thank you.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big.